I was listening to an interview a little while back of a seminarian who was part of a choir, and they were discussing a chant that they had just recorded and were distributing that was for the midnight mass at Christmas. And he was talking about the different parts that he sung. And he mentioned one of the lines and was talking about it, which kind of struck me. It was a simple line, but amidst all the music and all the traditions and celebrations of Christmas, I thought that it was a line that really spoke to the heart of what we celebrate at Christmas. It said, this is from the entrance antiphon at midnight mass. It said, "Today, true peace descends from heaven." You know, with all the chaos and discord in our lives, you know, all of us yearn for peace. And peace is not simply a lack of conflict. And it's not an emotion. Peace is a person who was born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. You know, our readings from Isaiah call him the Prince of Peace. And the Archangel Gabriel, when he appeared and spoke to the shepherds, he said, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace to those on whom his favor rests." So I want to reflect a little bit on that title, Prince of Peace. You know, why is Jesus Christ the Prince of Peace? And how does he bring peace to us and to our lives? Well, the first reason why he's the Prince of Peace is because he reconciles us to our Heavenly Father. You know, when we're born in a state of rebellion against God. We call that original sin. And every personal sin that we commit contributes to that rebellion and to that discord between us and our Heavenly Father. But in Jesus Christ, and only in Jesus Christ, we find forgiveness of our sins. And so we can be reconciled to our Heavenly Father. And our goal and the purpose for what we're created is to one day stand before our Heavenly Father face to face. And if our sins weren't forgiven, we would flee from him. Because of his infinite holiness and goodness, we would flee into the darkness away from him. But it's only if we have a clean conscience and the grace of God within our souls that we'll be able to stand before him. And so the saints that are in heaven right now, who are beholding the face of God, they have at every moment Jesus Christ to thank for the forgiveness of their sins. And if we're fortunate to persevere in the race and one day stand before our Heavenly Father face to face and behold, you know, the infinite goodness of God and the all-powerful creator of the universe, at every moment for all eternity, we'll have Jesus Christ and only Jesus Christ to thank for purifying our consciences so that we can stand before him in innocence and in holiness. And so every time a sin is forgiven, we have Jesus Christ to thank. The second reason why Jesus is the Prince of Peace is because he brings peace in our relationships to others. You know, with our family members, our friends, and our neighbors. You know, this world can be a very, very toxic and evil place. And people can treat each other very poorly. But in Jesus Christ, we recognize the sacredness of every human person. And we can only see the true greatness of human dignity when we recognize that each one of us is created by God and is loved by God. And when we interact with the people around us, each one of these people is somebody who is created and loved by God. And that's where our dignity comes from. And that's why it should shape our actions, the way that we treat another person. If we're recognizing that this is a person who is loved by God and who is a child of our Heavenly Father, then we're going to treat them with justice and treat them with mercy and treat them with respect. And so there's no peace until we recognize the truth that each one of us have inherent dignity because we're created by God. And that's revealed to us when Jesus Christ came into the world 2,000 years ago in order to save each and every one of us. He reveals to us our dignity. The third reason why Jesus is the Prince of Peace is because he brings peace into our relationships with ourselves. Interior peace. our passions are disordered. You know, we do things all the time that we know in our intellect are wrong, but we do them because our will desires them. And so we eat too much, we drink too much, we hoard wealth, we get angry, we lust after others, we gossip, we hurt the people around us who are the ones that we should love the most. We do things that our conscience knows are wrong, but we do them anyway because we're disordered, we're a mess interiorly. It's called concupiscence. It's an effect of the fall. And so we need Jesus Christ to transform and to order our interior desires so that our will and our intellect line up in accord with what's true and what's good and what's honorable and what's just. The saints attain interior peace because they're transformed fully by the grace of Jesus Christ. As long as we reject Jesus Christ or any part of his teaching, there's going to be discord within ourselves because we're not going to be living in accord with the truth for which we were created. But if we allow Jesus Christ to transform us interiorly, we'll find peace with ourselves, we'll find peace with each other, and we'll find peace between ourselves and our Heavenly Father. St. Therese has a beautiful quote that's actually about joy, but it applies equally to peace, so I'm going to modify it a little bit. But she says, "Peace isn't found in the material objects surrounding us, but in the inner recesses of the soul. One can possess peace in a prison cell as well as in a palace." And the reason why we can experience peace in a prison or in a palace is because peace is the fruit of an interior life of deep union with Jesus Christ. Without him, we will never experience a deep and authentic peace. There might be a superficial peace or high emotions here or there, but we're not going to experience a deep and a profound peace. But if we have Jesus Christ and allow him to transform us interiorly, then we will experience peace that nothing will be able to take from us. And so a superficial faith or just doing lip service to God is not going to transform us. But if we embrace the faith in its fullness, and if we truly place the worship and adoration of God every Sunday as the center of our lives, as the source and summit of everything that we do and everything that we are, then he will transform us. And so as we celebrate this great feast day today, in which our Heavenly Father has given us the greatest gift he's ever given us, the gift of his Son, I encourage each one of us to embrace the Prince of Peace fully into our lives and to renounce a lukewarm faith or to renounce any sin that clings to us so that Jesus Christ can transform us unconditionally if we allow him into every aspect of our lives. And if we do that, what we'll find is that little child born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago will bring to us a peace that the world cannot give.